Hello, thank you for calling Arch.Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Yes, I believe I just spoke to you. This is Larry Blake. I'm just signed up my for to get my 2 gig service. We just speak? This is
Oh, yes, I
Lindsay.
understand. Yes, I do remember you, Mr. Blake. Yes, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm looking online. I got the email. It's a couple of questions. First of all, I go to my profile and I go to edit and change the password. Well, what is the current password that you put in there that allows me to put it in so I can then put my custom password? It has a password in there, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, yes, I understand. That might be something that's listed on the email. Did you let me see if you could check the email and see if that's there. Otherwise, I could inquire
Hold
about
on,
that.
hold on, hold on. Let me check here. No, it just gives me a link to complete registration, and then there's a separate email, confirmation email, and it goes order confirmation code. So no, it doesn't say your starting password is so and so. It doesn't say that.
Okay, yes, I understand. I can go ahead and ask about that as well. So, current password to reset for online account. Okay, I'll go ahead and ask about
And
that.
also, I look on my services, and it has it just has the hold on 1 second here. It just says that I have the 2 gig line. It doesn't mention the phones.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. I did go ahead and sign that up for you on the form there. I'm not sure why that's not showing up. Let me go ahead and mention that here. Phone service not showing up.
And then all the other things you mentioning for me to put down, where do I put down the phone numbers that I want to get and other things about, I don't see anything for me to fill out.
Okay, yes, that's okay. Yes, I had already filled out that information on the end of the form on my end, so I did go ahead and send that information over, and then that is just information for the techs and the construction team to look at before they call you for the installation appointment. Let me see here. So I did go ahead and ask about that for you to be able to select your own phone numbers and everything about that. I'm not sure if there's an area that you can write that down on your online account, but I did.
Oh,
Yes. But I did go
yeah.
ahead and mention that in the form.
I thought you would tell me that there was a place where I was going to put that, and I didn't see it.
Okay, yes, I do apologize. Yes, I went ahead and did put that on the form myself and already sent that over. Yes.
See, well, seeing as it has, it's sort of unclear because it has. Landline voice, and it has a number here, 845-481-0997. That's under upgrade service section, but I don't know if that number has been selected for me. So that's one thing, but there's another part of the thing where am I looking here? It just mentioned the internet. It didn't mention phone.
Okay, yes, and what I can do here is check on that for you, and then let me see here. And I was also checking on the international calling, and we are still waiting on an answer for that to see about that if that's available. So what I can do is go ahead and inquire about these current questions here about your password and about the landline service and see about that, and then I'll give you a call back.
Okay, and also, yeah, it says, as a reminder, you have ordered the below here in one of the emails. As a reminder, you've ordered the incredible Archiver Fiber Services Fiber Internet 2 gig, but there's no mention of phone.
Okay, yes, I'll go ahead and ask about that, about why that was not listed there, and then I will give you a call back. And is that number just going to be this number here,
Yes, 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 yes,
504-234-6253?
yes. Yes,
Okay, yes.
in the
Thank you so
summer.
much. I'll go ahead and ask about that and give you a call back.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.